Manuscript Releases, Volume 19, Numbers 1360 to 1419, MR, Number 1414, Unity in the Church. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26, 18, 21. The bonds of unity which unite member with member of the church are to be as firm and harmonious in their operation as are the different parts of the natural body. The hands, head, and feet are so closely united and so mutually dependent that one member cannot live and act independently of the other members. The life and spirit of Christ sustains and causes to flourish every particular member of his own body, and they live because Christ lives in them. As the branch cannot live or bear fruit except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in Christ. The apostle writes, Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, verse 2. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Ephesians 5, verse 30. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., September 8, 1988.